Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Whether you're driving to work, getting ready for the day, or simply taking a quiet moment to feed your spirit, I celebrate you, and I truly believe today's devotional is going to stir something fresh in your heart. Today, we're looking at a powerful, energizing topic: living a life on fire for God. And our Bible text is from Romans chapter 12, verse 11, which says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." In 1 Kings 18, we see Elijah standing on Mount Carmel. The nation of Israel had gone cold spiritually. Their hearts were divided, their passion for God dim. And in that moment, Elijah boldly confronted the prophets of Baal. What happened next is the part one want to highlight. When Elijah prayed, fire fell from heaven and consumed the sacrifice. What stands out is not just the miracle. It's that God answered a man whose heart was on fire. Elijah's passion was genuine, unwavering, and contagious. His zeal became the spark for national revival. And here's the truth: God still responds to people burning with passion for him. So, let me ask you today, how is the fire of your life with God? Is it burning bright? Has it become warm? Or has it gone cold? And if your answer is that the fire has dimmed, I want to encourage you. God specializes in reigniting hearts. He says in Jeremiah 20, verse 9, that his word is like fire shut up in our bones. You can burn again. You can glow again. You can live on fire again. Living on fire for God simply means living intentionally, passionately, and purposefully for him every single day. 1. It starts with desire. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness." Do you still hunger for him? Because hunger attracts heaven. Be encouraged. Even if your hunger is small, God can multiply it. 2. It grows with consistency. A fire that is not fed will burn out. Your spiritual fire needs fuel. The word of God, prayer, worship, fellowship, obedience. Are you feeding your fire consistently? Here's the encouragement. Every small act of devotion adds wood to your spiritual fire. God sees it. Heaven honors it. 3. It shines through service. Romans 12, verse 11 tells us to serve the Lord with fervor, with zeal, with passion. Who are you serving with passion today? Your family, your church, your workplace, a hurting soul who needs Christ. Be encouraged. God rewards every act done with a willing and burning heart. Take a moment to reflect. What is currently fueling my spiritual fire? What is draining it? What practical step will I take today to burn brighter for God? Let God speak to you even now. Pick one action today that expresses your passion for God. It could be spending 10 extra minutes in prayer, encouraging someone who's discouraged, sharing a scripture online, listening to worship on your way to work, studying one extra verse today. Just one intentional act, because great fires begin with small sparks. In conclusion, living on fire for God is not a one-day event. It's a daily choice. Elijah didn't call down fire because he was special. He did because he was passionate. And that same fire can burn in you. Let the world feel the warmth of your faith. Let your passion light up your generation. Let your fire bring hope to someone today. Now, let's make our confession together. Today, I choose to live on fire for God. My passion energizes me. His word strengthens me. I will shine brightly for God today. I may his fire, and I will make impact everywhere I go. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for stirring our hearts this morning. Add life to every listener. Help us live passionately for you. Let your spirit lead us, strengthen us, and guide us throughout the day. Bless every listener with favor, peace, and divine opportunities today. We commit this day into your hands. Let your fire go before us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If today's devotional blessed you, please share this podcast with someone you love. Let their fire be rekindled too. Have an amazing, fire-filled day ahead.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.